you said y'all traveled a lot when you grew up. Did y'all get in a car and go?
Sometimes we would drive, but oftentimes we'd fly. We drove up to my grandmother's, but we would also fly up there. At least once, if not twice a year, we had friends that lived in Cape Cod, so we'd fly up there and stay for a week to 10 days every other summer. My dad took us to New York. And oftentimes when we would go on road trips, one thing I couldn't stand, but my mom was always pulling over wherever. One time we were driving up to Evanston, and we had to stop at, the Lexington, Kentucky, the horse park. We stopped in Mammoth Cave. We stopped in... It just felt like every tourist attraction. And to this day now, when I'm on a road trip, I'm like, if I'm going from A to B, I don't want to go by way of Z. Just get me to B, please.
Well, you see it all now.
And hopefully the trip is only just to the airport now. I'm a spoiled flyer. My husband travels so much, and we have great benefits that go around our perks of his job. So when we travel, we really get to travel well now.
Do y'all go down the country ever?
No. He does. I haven't since I've had Grace. Mm-hmm. So, no. But he was just over in France in October. And he'll be traveling around, but I haven't. But he takes us. He's taken us. We've been down to Florida, been to Marco Island. His company went to Key West for a convention in January. Went out to Dallas. And this summer in June, they're having some sort of convention in Las Vegas.
Oh.
So, that'll be fun, yeah.
So, you went to Emory, did you say that? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You said that your dad went to
He went to Florida State.
Oh, that's
but
right.
His background is in healthcare, so he has his own business here in Atlanta, and it's in the healthcare field.
Oh.
So they know some of the same people. And actually, my dad kind of helped him network and get into that side of it. I think that my dad's really been kind of a surrogate dad to him that really helped him. When my husband and I got married, he hadn't finished his school. My dad really encouraged him, and my family education was a huge. It wasn't the only question ever was just, where are you going to go? It was never, are you going to go to college, like it was in my husband's family. In my family, the only question you ever had to answer is, where are you going to go?
What about your mom? Did she go?
My mom has her PhD, and she, her undergrad was at Michigan, graduate Northwestern, and then her PhD was at Georgia State, and now she's the director of curriculum at Holy Innocents.
Oh, and what did she study?
Adult literacy. And that's what her PhD was in, so education.
Wow. But. So did she go straight through, or do you remember her?
I remember her in her PhD program. She was teaching a lot. She stayed at home until I think it was in second or third grade, and then she taught at a private school. And then she went back for her, she had her undergrad way back before I was married, before I was born. Then she got her PhD, I guess, when I was in college. And I can remember being at home and helping her with the research, like filling out, stuffing envelopes. And all I can remember thinking is, I'll get my master's, but I am not getting my PhD, because she would stress me out. If it weren't for my mother, I mean, she was so helpful when I was getting my master's degree. I mean, she was a rock.
What about your sister? Where did
she? She got her undergrad. She had marketing and a minor in French.
Oh. And did she any grad school for her?
No. No, my sister had issues.
Did she?
As long as it's anonymous, she, yeah.
Yeah.
There is my sister's an addict.
Oh, no.
And it's been,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I have that aspect in my family too.
Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah. And so then you've probably been through interventions and things like that.
Not in where I come from, that just, you know. That would do no good. All right. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to have you. We're going to do this. This is kind of weird. It's going to seem. I'm going to have you read words from a card.
Okay.
I'm going to shuffle them.
Okay.
Have you read them again? Shuffle them and have you read them again. So we're going to read through these three times.
Okay.
If some of these words look like nonsense, then don't worry about it. Just do your best pronouncing them, and we'll see if we can't get through this. And I'll tell you what it's all about after I'm done. All right.